Good evening, everyone. I got it right this evening. This morning I said good evening and we put it down afterwards at too much turkey and too much food over the last number of days. But it is lovely to see each and every one in the house of the Lord this evening. We welcome you in the Saviour's name to our annual praise service. We want to thank you for coming. We do pray that the Lord will richly bless us and draw near to us as we're here in his house this evening. Let me welcome as well those that are joining online. We do pray that the Lord will bless you wherever you are this evening. Just to run through the announcements as quickly as I can. Do remember this Wednesday evening, our midweek Bible study and prayer meeting, which will be taking the format of a deputation meeting on behalf of the Reverend Philip Gardner, who's ministering for the Lord in Perth, Australia. Our brother, as we mentioned, is unable to get home at this time due to the travel restrictions, and the mission board, along with our brother, have put together a deputation video, and we will be showing that this Wednesday evening. And do remember the change of time. All being well, it's just for the 1 week, but the midweek service on Wednesday will be at 7 p.m. here in the building. And do as well remember the offering afterwards towards our brother, the Reverend Gardner. Next Sunday, the service is at the normal times of 11:30 and 7 p.m. And we'll be bringing the motto text for 2021 in the morning time. And in the evening time, it's a special testimony evening. And my own mother is coming down to testify. As I said, we had planned to have her at the beginning of December, but we've pushed that back due to the restrictions at that time. So do invite and encourage others to come along. She will come to give that personal word of testimony of how the Lord has blessed and been with her over many years. She'll be very happy at me saying that many years, but hopefully she's not tuning in this evening and I'm in trouble whenever she sees me next. But do also remember the time of prayer before the service. It is our desire, instead of having the 1 week of week of prayer at the beginning of January, we're going to spread that over the five Sundays in January. And so each Sunday night from 6 to 6:50 will be a special season of prayer here to commence 2021. And if you can come along and have that time of prayer with us, we would certainly appreciate it and encourage it, that we will know the Lord's blessing and even presence with us in the year that lies ahead. There are just a few calendars left in the front porch. If you have any that you would like to pass on to friends or to neighbours or to family, do avail of those final calendars that are there. Do also remember to pray, as we've mentioned, for those that are mourning, for the Morrison and Kyle family. Remember as well Dr. Wilson in your prayers, that the Lord will be with him and strengthen him, and even soon he'll be back in his ministry there in Castle Derg. Do also remember the churches, our sister congregations in the south, in Corrigarry and in Convoy. Today marked the beginning of another lockdown in the south in relation to churches, and they are unable to meet once again. And at this stage, they're not too sure how long it will last. And it was mentioned, I was speaking to the Reverend Kirschgadden just the other day, and he mentioned that he's totaled up, it's almost half a year of 2020 that their doors have been shut. And we do pray for them, that the Lord will encourage our brethren and encourage those churches and even be with them at this time of lockdown once again. So we're going to commence our service this evening, and we're turning to the hymn number 20 as we worship the Lord. It is our praise service, and this hymn certainly fits in very well with our desire to praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy in 2020. The hymn number 20, "We praise thee, we bless thee, our Saviour divine, all power and dominion forever be thine." We'll sing this hymn together unto the Lord. Amen. We're going to stand once again as we unite our hearts in prayer, as we seek the Lord for his blessing and his help again this evening. Our God and our Father in heaven, we bow before thee. And we do rejoice in the presence of the most holy God that we are coming before this evening. We do acknowledge that thou art a holy God. Yea, thou art thrice holy. And Lord, it is no merit or no standing of in and of ourselves that we come before thee. We have no righteousness. We have no goodness even in us, but that which Christ has given to us. Lord, he is our worth. He is our righteousness. And we plead him even before thee at this point in the service once again. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood that has covered and cleansed us from sin. O Father, we come to thee this night rejoicing, even in this final service and this final Sabbath of the year. Lord, we can come and we can raise our Ebenezers. We can come and rejoice in how the Lord is blessed and how the Lord has been merciful and gracious unto each and to every one. We thank thee that we can look back in a year and we can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto hath the Lord been near to us. Hitherto hath the Lord blessed us. And O Father, we simply ask this night that thou wilt accept of our thanks. We thank thee, O God, for every good and perfect gift that has come down from above even unto us. We thank thee, O God, that thou hast watched over us, that thou hast been with us, that thou hast kept us in our going outs and our coming ins, that thou hast watched over this congregation, that thou hast preserved each and every one up until this very point. We thank thee and we praise thee. O God, this night we've no other one to praise, yet we praise thee and thee alone. O Father, we pray that thou wilt bless in this service. We pray that thou wilt write thy word upon every heart, that even in the reports that thou wilt encourage thy people. Lord, that as we are drawn even to consider what the Lord has done in the various works of this church, Lord, we do pray that it will encourage us, that it will encourage our hearts, that it will encourage us to lift up our hearts and to praise our God in heaven, to even redouble our efforts in praying for the work of this church, that as we see and hear what has been happening and what has been able to take place, even in this very unusual and very strange year, and yet the Lord has been so good, and the Lord has blessed so abundantly. O Father, bless, we pray thee, bless in the reports, bless the one that will sing, bless, O God, in the preaching of thy word. Lord, come, we pray thee, draw near to us, descend amongst us, we ask. Lord, bless each one that is here in the building. Bless those that are listening online. O Lord, thou knowest every heart and every home. Lord, we just commit each into thy hands in these days. Remember those that are mourning. O Lord, as we have been remembering and we continue to, Lord, that thou wilt draw near to the Kyles, to the Morrisons, that thou wilt encourage them and strengthen them, that thou, O God, wilt give them a joy even in their mourning, joy of souls being saved, of their family members being brought into the family of Christ. Lord, we ask thee that in these times of hardship, that they will see and feel the presence and the nearness of Almighty God. Lord, remember those that are sick. Remember those, O God, that would love to be here, of our elderly as well. Lord, wherever they are, whether in homes and nursing homes, Lord, may they know thy presence. May they know thy hand upon them. Lord, bless and be with us. Bless our congregations up and down the land. Bless thy servants who are ministering in thy word. Bless, O God, even those churches that are closed as well. We think of Corrigarry. We think of Convoy, Lord, and other faithful works of thine in the south of Ireland. Lord, undertake in these times. Strengthen their hand. Lord, even lengthen their cords and strengthen their stakes. And Lord, give them great days of rejoicing and great days of prosperity in the gospel ahead. Lord, when souls are saved, when the works are built up, when thy word goes forth with such mighty power that the buildings become too small for the mount that want to come and to hear thy word. Lord, undertake for us this evening. Undertake in the days and the weeks that lie ahead. Lord, may we know that the Lord is in the midst and not to bless. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Going to have two items at this time. First of all, we're going to ask our brother Stephen Anderson to come and to sing. We called upon him at very short notice after the morning service, And we're thankful he's able to sing a piece to us. He's going to come now, and then immediately after we're going to have the reports for the various works of the church. We're going to have the report on behalf of the media team, on behalf of the Sunday school, the children's work, and the youth work. And all of those reports have been pre-recorded. And so after our brother Stephen sings to us, then those will come up on the screen. And for those tuning in online, they'll come up as well on your screen as well. So Stephen, come now please and sing to us. And then, as I said, the reports immediately afterwards. Thank you.
That came to my mind when I sat down this week to prepare a report on the media ministry of our church. It's found in Acts chapter 1 and the verse 8. It's the words of the Saviour before he ascended into heaven. And he said to his disciples there, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The media ministry is the way in which, as a church, we are able to reach to the uttermost part of the earth. It's hard to believe that it is 12 months since I brought the last report on the media ministry of our church. Little did we know what was going to happen in 2020. Yes, we had heard about coronavirus, but it was something that was happening on the other side of the world in China, and we didn't think that it was going to impact upon us. And little did we know how much we would come to depend upon the media ministry of the church during the lockdown. I'm sure you will agree that the media ministry of the church was a lifeline to us during the initial lockdown at the start of the year. In early March, when the session seen the way that things were going and that a national lockdown was inevitable, we took the decision that we would set up a Facebook page and a YouTube channel. This would allow us to upload messages every week, two messages on the Lord's Day and a midweek message on the Wednesday night. And we also continued to broadcast these messages on sermon audio. We also started to upload the videos to sermon audio. Up until that, it was a case that we were only uploading MP3 audio files. Tonight I want to just bring a very brief report on each aspect of these ministry. Firstly, I want to bring you up to date on sermon audio. We are thankful again to the Lord for the increase over the past year in our sermon audio ministry. To date, we have around 800 sermons on our sermon audio page, and as I've said, most of these are MP3 audio files. We have had 128,000 sermon page views. This is the way that most people will listen to our sermons. It used to be that people downloaded them, but now most people just go into the sermon page and they will stream the file from the page. And over the past month, we have not only had a lot of people visiting our sermon pages, but we have seen an increase again in the amount of downloads of MP3s. We have averaged approximately 1,800 downloads, MP3 downloads per year. And this is per month. This is an increase on last year. Over the past 12 months, we have reached 91 different countries across the globe. Every month when the report comes in, we have at least 40 different countries. And it's interesting every month to see the same countries coming up again and again. People must be enjoying the ministry of the church here and listening in time and time again. Again, the USA is our biggest listening area. Last year when I brought the report, we had reached 40 out of the 50 states. This year, over the past 12 months, we have had downloads from all of the 50 states within the continent of the USA. Quite an increase, you will agree. Now, after the United States, the United Kingdom is the largest downloads that we receive. But we also receive downloads from right across the world, from countries like Nigeria, Australia, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, Cambodia, Indonesia, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, Papua New Guinea, Sri Lanka, just to name a few. A large variation of countries that are in the communist bloc, countries that are under Sharia law. And it's wonderful that the word of God that is preached here in Six Mile Cross is reaching into all of these countries across the world, places that the Reverend Omerod or most of the people here in our congregation will never be able to go to. But yet, as a result of sermon audio, we are able to reach people with the gospel and with the teaching ministry of our church. From time to time on sermon audio, we do receive emails and messages from people across the world thanking us for uploading the sermons, telling us how they have been blessed and have been encouraged and challenged through the preaching of the word. And it is wonderful to hear that from time to time. And during the past year, after we had uploaded one of the special testimonies during lockdown, we had a pastor from India who contacted us and told us he had been blessed, and he had wanted to ask our permission to show his congregation that testimony. So it is wonderful, even through sermon audio, the amount of people that we are able to reach. The Facebook ministry, as I said, was started just at the start of the initial lockdown. Most of the services that are streamed on Facebook during the initial lockdown were viewed by between 100 and 200 people, with occasions where the figures were much higher than this. For instance, the weekend mission that we had with Dr. McRae, we had 2,300 views throughout the weekend. And the special testimonies that I spoke of, Mrs. Omerod and Glenn Wilkinson, had 1,600 views and 1,300 views respectively. On Facebook, we have had people viewing our videos from Pakistan, from Iran, from Canada, America, Republic of Ireland and England. And this is just the people that we know of. Also, we have people from the local area who are listening in on our Facebook page. And we are encouraged by that, people that have had no contact even with us here in the building of the church is good, that we are reaching out to the local community as well. Our YouTube ministry, as with the Facebook, the channel was set up before the start of lockdown. And this is the platform that we used for the messages, the uploading of the messages during the prolonged period of lockdown. In recent weeks, we have also started to live stream all of the services here in the church as a result of a new camera being purchased and a new computer and software. And then even during the second two-week lockdown, I know that the live streaming was a great means of blessing to God's people here in Six Mile Cross. Currently, the YouTube channel, we have 45 subscribers, and with an average view of 50 views on the video after the service is finished and been uploaded to YouTube, 50 people would watch each of those videos. And when the service is being streamed, we have anything between 8 and 12 people that will tune in and watch all of the service. And also, we would have others who will pop in and out watching different parts of the service. And also, since we started to live stream, we also now stream the preaching part of the midweek meeting. And on a Wednesday night, we would have anything between 8 and 10 people who would tune in and listen to that entire stream. Most of the live streams on a Wednesday night would average 7 to 10 devices that watch the entire service. I want to thank the Lord for his hand upon this ministry and the blessing that it has been to us as God's people during the past year. I want to thank both Stephen and King for their help in the streaming of the services week by week. And also want to thank Gareth for his help with the CD ministry. He copies and produces the masters week by week of the CDs. I also want to thank the Reverend and Mrs. Omerod for all of their hard work during the initial lockdown, recording and editing all of the messages week by week. I want to also thank those that have supplied items of praise for the online ministry throughout the past year. And I want to thank the session and the committee for their vision in the media ministry. They've seen the value in the ministry, online ministry of the church, and for the way that they enabled us to purchase new equipment to push forward with the live streaming of the services. I do ask that you will continue to pray for this work of our congregation. It is a worthwhile work. Pray that the Lord will bless the going forth of his word to the uttermost parts of the earth. Pray that as a result of it, sinners might be saved, that God's people might be blessed, and that backsliders might be restored.
I'm sure the other reports from all the other works also started like this, but 2020 has been a very disrupted year for the U Fellowship as well. We had to cancel a lot of our meetings, which were planned for the spring of this year, and also our annual youth weekend, which was due to start just as the lockdown restrictions came into place. We enjoyed a longer summer break and were able to recommence again in mid-September. At the first of our two meetings, we watched the documentary American Gospel, which laid out for us the clear message of the Gospel as shown in God's Word, and it compared it to the folly of both the Roman Catholic faith and the prosperity gospel, which seeks to take advantage of the poor and sick, giving them false hope in return for money. This really was an eye-opener for us, as some people attempt to twist the Word of God and use it for financial gain and also to make promises to the disabled and dying. In the following meetings, we continue to work through our series, taking a topical subject from each letter of the alphabet. This year, we covered the letters from E to I. These topics were E, euthanasia, a look at the assisted dying in the Bible; F, Free Presbyterian Church and its history; G, the Godhead, a study of the Trinity; H was head coverings, the history and their importance today; and I was illness, biblical examples of coping with suffering. We thank the Lord that many of our meetings have been able to take place in the church building in a socially distanced manner, and that we have been able to sing hymns and choruses, partake in Bible sword drills, and enjoy some competitive quizzes. We also thank God that we were able to use Zoom to facilitate a meeting during the church closure in November. Please pray for our youth fellowship as we meet twice a month, and that we would soon be able to meet up again with other youth groups from our fellow churches. Pray that we would be able to have our youth weekend this year, and that God would continue to bless our meetings and the members of the youth fellowship, even bringing in more to join with us. We thank you for your prayerful support throughout this year, and again we look to God that he would continue to bless this small work for his glory and honour.
Coronavirus has changed our day-to-day lives in many ways, but one thing that has not changed is the need of the boys and girls in this area to hear the gospel and how God loves them and sent his son to die for them. We are no longer able to run our children's meeting as normal here in the church anymore under current restrictions, so we've had to move it to an online format. We are thankful for the online means and that we can still get the gospel message to the children and their parents through uploading the messages onto Facebook and YouTube and them watching them and listening in their own homes. It has actually been a wonderful opportunity to reach many more kids than normal through the online children's meeting. When we were having it in the church, back when we were allowed to do that, we had around 12 regular attenders. But now there have been between 130 and 140 viewers joining us each week on Facebook, and also between 15 and 20 most weeks on YouTube. As it says in 2 Timothy 2 verse 9, the word of God is not bound, and as Jesus himself promised in Matthew 16 verse 18, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Obviously, we really look forward to the day when we will be able to welcome the boys and girls back into the children's meeting face-to-face in the church. But in the meantime, we must use this means that God has given us. Even though the children's meeting is now online, it takes the same format as it did when we were here meeting in the church. We have choruses at the start, then the children are taught a Bible verse before Reverend Omerod brings the Bible story, and we finish off with a quiz. This term, Reverend Omerod has been teaching the boys and girls about the life of Joseph. We then moved on to the life of Ruth before finishing off the term with the Christmas story. There is always room for more helpers with the children's work, So if you have a spare hour or two on a Monday evening and would like to come and help and be a part of our children's meeting, we would encourage you to do so. I'm sure the kids watching at home would love to see some new faces. None of us like standing in front of the camera, but God strengthens and enables us, and Alex is very patient and good at editing the recordings when needs be. I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone that prays for the work among the children regularly, and would ask you to continue to do so. Please pray that we would soon be able to have the kids back in the church, meeting in person again. But in the meantime, please pray for everyone that tunes in at home and listens online to the recordings each week. Pray for both parents and children that God would take his word and use it to the salvation of souls in this area. If you are on Facebook or YouTube yourself, I would ask you to give the meetings a like and a share and tell others about them. And I'll finish with a lovely promise from God's word found in Isaiah 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Amen.
Like the rest of God's work here in Six Mile Cross, Sunday School has been very disrupted this year. However, unlike the main services, which were able to go online, Sunday School could not use that means, and sadly the children missed out on 3 months of their normal teaching and learning. It was a credit to the children and their parents that they were able to put together their recordings for the Children's Day in June, and this was a great encouragement to the congregation here. Sunday School recommenced in the second week of September, and what was planned for was 3 weeks of open Sunday School. This would allow time to plan for how classes would take place with all the sufficient measures to keep everyone safe. The open Sunday School took the form of choruses, a sword drill, and a quiz, and a Bible lesson taken either by Dawn or myself. On the second week, we began to teach the children the books of the New Testament, and we used the sword drill to reinforce this teaching. At the end of 3 weeks, the Bible class returned to their class with Peter, and due to the rising COVID numbers, Dawn and I felt it best to keep our classes together in the open format for a further 2 weeks. During this time, we reintroduced lessons for the children. On the 18th of October, we returned to our individual classes before a further period of closure for 2 weeks when schools were closed. We had 2 more weeks of classes and then 1 week to practice for Christmas Sunday before the churches were closed again. We returned on the 13th of December to record for Christmas. I would like to pay tribute to the children and their parents for practicing at home during this intervening period. Most of all, we give thanks to Almighty God for his help and also for keeping the children and the teachers safe during this challenging time. On one of the weeks of Open Sunday School, we looked at what a missionary is and what they do, and we focused on some of our churches' own missionaries and where they work. As a result of this, we were able to introduce a money jar for the work of the Christian school in Uganda, and the children are able to bring their collection each week towards this. We look forward to the incoming year when hopefully classes will be more settled and we can continue with our teaching. Dawn's class on the parables, my class on the life of Christ, and the Bible class with Peter on the book of 1 Samuel. The teachers would like to thank the congregation for their continued prayers for this work. God has indeed helped us over this past year, and we look forward to his continued blessing on this work in the days to come.
Thank our brother Stephen for ministering in song to us, and also each one that had a report to make there. We certainly do thank them for bringing us up to date in the works of the Lord this year. I was thinking to myself whenever Don was mentioning about the recordings, I'm very thankful there's no bloopers reel of all of the ones that we've recorded and had to stop and restart, because there were some interesting takes, shall we say, throughout the year in the recordings. But we are so thankful to each one. And let me just at this stage, personally, I want to say a word of thanks to the session of this church for all of their support and their advice and guidance throughout this year, to the committee as well for all of their efforts and their support. Certainly this has been a very strange and unusual year for the oversight of the congregation as well. Many decisions having to be made, and even that safety issue of keeping each and everyone safe from the different meetings that could be held in the church. And I do personally want to thank the session and committee for all of their work. I want to thank as well our Sunday school teachers, our children's workers, our youth leader. I want to thank the cleaners, the media team. I want to thank all of our prayer warriors, each one that upholds this work, and even myself in prayer week by week. This work certainly has never been, as I've said, I think I said it last year, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but this work is not a one-man ministry. It is the Church of Jesus Christ under Christ as its head. And we do thank and pray that the Lord will continue to keep his hand upon this work, that he will watch over each and every one, and that his name will be uplifted and glorified. And as was mentioned, if you find yourself and you need something to do, well, you mention to me and we'll get you a little job to do. There's always a work to be done in the work of the Lord. And certainly, whether that be in front of the camera or behind the camera, and whatever the rule is, if you're willing to do a work unto the Lord, there's a work to be done. And we'd love to see each and every one being involved and putting their hand to the plough in the days that lie ahead. I'm keeping an eye on the time. I realise tonight we're under the restrictions. I mentioned to a minister just as the restrictions were being highlighted, and it said about our shops and everything having to close by 8 o'clock. And I was wondering, did that affect churches? And then I asked him the question, well, what happens if everybody's not home by 8 o'clock? Does that mean that their cars turn into pumpkins or anything like that? Or does everyone get home safely? But we're going to do our best to get out and to be home in good time for each and every one. But we're going to sing just two verses of a hymn, 434. 434, He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, where I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. We're going to sing just the opening two verses and the chorus, please, and remain seated as we sing. Let's open our Bibles in Psalm 146 this evening, please. Psalm 146. I'm going to take the time just to read the 10 verses of the Psalm together. Psalm 146, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And may the Lord once again write his own blessing upon the reading of his infallible truth. We'll stand for prayer. We're coming this evening, as I said, to consider the title and this message, the meaning of life. And let's just ask the Lord for his help at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank thee, O God, for what we've already seen and heard this evening. We thank thee for the work of Jesus Christ. We thank thee, O God, even for the work of Christ in this church, in this little part of the vineyard that it is. And yet, O God, thou hast seen fit to bless and to use it. Lord, write thy word even now upon our hearts as we come to consider it, as we come to meditate upon the word of truth. O Father, teach us much from it. Hide it in our hearts. And know that thy people will be encouraged and uplifted. That the unsaved will be drawn unto thee. O have mercy, we pray thee, upon the sinner. Draw them in saving faith and repentance unto thyself. O glorify thy Son, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. What a year 2020 has been. It's turned out to be a year the like of which we've never seen before. This time last year when we had our praise service, none of us would imagine or believe that everything that we have seen and everything that we've endured throughout this year would come to pass. Churches closed, schools closed, shops, businesses closed, weddings cancelled, visiting others, friends, family, greatly restricted. And throughout this year, on a daily basis, ever since the pandemic really came to the British Isles, we have got a daily reminder and a daily information of how many lives have been lost. And that's just the COVID lives. Of course, many others have died from other issues. Many other health conditions have continued to ravage the body. Lives have been lost through cancer, through heart, through strokes, and through other different tragedies. And of course, there's tragedies in the road. There's just tragedies in farms, there's tragedies in so many places. It reminds us all of the fact that it is appointed unto man once to die. Regardless if you stay locked up in your house all of the year and you never come out, you still have an appointed time. Regardless if you're never home and you spend every day here, there and everywhere, and you're constantly in a vehicle moving from one place to the other, you have an appointed time. The issue and the topic of life has certainly been upon many minds. Many have questioned what their individual life amounts to. Sadly, over the course of this year, due to various issues, there have been many that have come to the conclusion that their life is nothing. There is nothing after death in their opinion. Due to the problems and the circumstances they find themselves in, many have taken their own lives. And certainly that's a concern, a great concern for the new year. What the suicide rate could be. So many people see no value in themselves and no value in life. You see, for many in this world today that have no hope and no understanding of what the true meaning of life is. Gresham Machen, he said, life according to the Bible is not just existence, but it is existence in the presence and with the favor of God. Psalm 146 as a whole, it is the beginning of the Hallelujah Psalms within the book. The last five Psalms of this book of Psalms all begin and end with the same words. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You break it up. Praise ye. That's Hallel. And God or the Lord is Yah. Hallelujah. And each of those Psalms, each of these final Hallelujah Psalms, they all take a different approach. They all take a different theme. This particular Psalm I want to very quickly go through with you this evening. I believe the psalmist presents to us the true meaning of life. There are three parts or three sections to this psalm. The verses 1 and 2. What is the true meaning of life? Life means praising God. Life means praising God. He starts with, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God. This psalm begins with the double affirmative. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, many at the end of this year will look back in 2020 and will say, well, there hasn't been very much to praise or to give thanks for. Many will simply write this year off as just a non-starter and just say, right, we'll restart in 2021. 2020 has just been a complete shambles. There's been nothing for us. We'll just start again. We'll wipe this year out. Yet tonight we have heard reports, individual works in this church, all of them, praise God, are still going. Each one of them has still had the opportunity to exist, to spread the word, whether to young or to old. Each one individually, even each person that is before us this evening, can thank and praise the Lord for His merciful hand upon us another year. We are all still here. The Lord has still blessed us with individual health and a measure of it that we are still able to be up and to be about. The Lord has watched over us. The Lord has kept us. He has watched over our goings out. He has watched over our coming in. And therefore, each one that is saved, and yea, even the unsaved, we have a duty to praise the Lord. We have a duty to praise the Lord every single day of our lives. Isn't that what the psalmist is saying in the verse 2? He says, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. There is no end to praising. There isn't a case that you get to a certain age and then you'll stop praising the Lord. The psalmist here, he praises the Lord every single day he has breath. And his intention is, up until the point where my life stops and I breathe my last, I will continue to praise the Lord. I'm sure at times you've heard people say that we ought to be at one with nature. There are those that come about today and say, yes, we need to just immerse ourselves in nature. We need to be at one with nature. Well, you ought to be. Because every single day, all of God's creation praises the Creator. Every single day, the birds sing. Every single day, the leaves are there. Every single part of creation praises God, even by its simple existence. Psalm 148 teaches that. And so when we get up in the morning and throughout the day, when we praise the Lord, what are we doing? We are simply joining with the rest of God's creation. We are simply uniting our voices and lifting our voices and our hearts in praise and giving thanks and worshipping our Creator. He is the one who daily loads us with benefits and with gifts, Psalm 68:19 tells us. And for us not to praise Him would be sin. Warren Wiersbe writing, he said, to receive the gifts and ignore the giver is the essence of idolatry. To receive the gifts and ignore the giver is the essence of idolatry. No, brother and sisters, to live a life of praise, it is to overcome criticism and complaining. It is to rise above the circumstances we find ourselves in. It is to be grateful in everything and to be grateful for everything. Isn't that what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says? In everything, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. So whenever we're locked in our homes, whenever we can't join together in church, when you can't go to school and you can't go to the workplace, whenever you find yourselves in the different situations that we've all come across this year, keep on thanking God. Keep on praising God. You know, I'm realistic at the same time because there has been much over this year to get us down. Much in this world and even what we've had to listen to and to see, that would discourage a Christian if we were simply to keep our eyes upon the world. There's much to complain about. Many a Christian, as Bunyan would put it, has found themselves in the slough of despond. And they're not weighed down with sin, but rather weighed down with everything going on around them. There has been upset over lockdowns. There's been complaints in various nations around the world by the various governments and individuals in different countries, different nations that have said their particular individual government, there's been overreach. The governments went far and beyond that which they should have. In some countries, the governments have used this opportunity and used excuses and the reason of COVID to shut down churches and to attack churches behind the scenes. There's been concern about what this is setting the foundation for in the future in those countries. A lot of concern as to what the future holds for the Christian church. And certainly, I'll be honest, I've shared in those concerns. Whenever I read and hear of brethren and sisters around the world and what is happening to them, what is happening to their liberties, what is happening to their freedom even to gather together. But you see, when we believe God's word, we believe his promises, then we must come back to the truth of Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good. And when we believe that and when we hold to that, then we will praise the Lord. You know, you think of the time, and as mentioned in the reports earlier about the extra people in this area that have tuned in, the churches have never been shut, but they have ever heard the gospel. And don't get me wrong, I missed every single opportunity to gather together with you. And yet the Lord used it to reach others and to bring them under the sound of his word. Another example I'll give you is the kitchen roof fell in, the ceiling in the kitchen. Got a picture sent to me, there's all of the foam hanging down through the hole in the ceiling. The bird's nest, what was remaining of it as well. And so was the committee. There was that effort, there was that rush to get a builder in, to get it patched up, to get all the holes fixed, and it all sealed up in time and very quickly before any extra damage was done. And yet one afternoon I came in and was chatting to the builder. Another man that was there helping the builder, he says, "Can I talk to you? I need to get saved." I remember speaking to the session after. I said to the session, "Have you ever thanked the Lord for a hole in the roof?" Because I'm thanking the Lord for that hole in that roof. See, in all of the midst of the distress and even that rush and all of our thoughts, what are we thinking about? Get the whole fix. Get everything sorted. Get out of place. Bang, bang, bang. Everything done. No, the Lord's going, no, there's going to be a man coming and his heart's going to be burdened for his soul. He wants to get saved. See, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. You see, a life of praise keeps us from constant anxiety and discouragement. Because a life of praise keeps our focus upon the Lord. You know, when you consider 2020, I said at the end of last year, I said again, we do that recap. I said it the other week, you look back in the year and you ask yourself and you examine yourself before the Lord, how much closer am I to the Lord than last year? How much more about the Lord do I know? How much more of His Word do I know? Tell me this, how much have you praised the Lord throughout this year? When you consider the changes that there has been to your individual setting in terms of your own job and your family, and all of the issues that there's come for every individual home, the changes to the church in terms of meeting together, and all of those different issues that have arisen, tell me, how much have we praised the Lord this year? Many times have you lifted your voice on the Lord and simply thanked Him, praised Him? The psalmist here, he gave his life to praising the Lord. To him, life meant praise. Secondly, not only does life mean praising the Lord, but the verses 3-6, life means trusting the Lord. Life means trusting the Lord. Verse 3, he says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. And really what you have in the verses 3-6, you have a compare and contrast exercise between finite man and infinite God. Many times throughout this year, we have listened to government officials, we've listened to scientists, we've listened to authorities. At the beginning of the year, to be fair to them, none of us knew what this was, this virus. None of us knew what it did or what it didn't do. None of us, everyone was learning. Throughout the year, we've heard many different perspectives, many different ideas as to what needed to be done and what should be done. So often you hear the line that we are to trust science. And then whenever you listen to the scientist, you find out not every scientist agrees with the other one. You hear, well, everyone should do this. And then you'll hear someone else going, no, everyone should do this. And personally, there's been times I've simply sat back and asked the question, what is truth? You know, many sadly are putting their complete faith and trust in what man says, not what God says. Too often trust is placed in flesh and blood. Instead of trusting the Lord to use flesh and blood. The Lord has given great wisdom to many scientists across this world. The Lord has given great wisdom to many medical professionals, even in how to care for and help those that are sick, whether it be with this virus or the various conditions that there are. The Lord gives that wisdom, that grace, that help to our medical professionals, even in those times of crisis, those times of great stress, even in those situations, that He steps in and He gives that wisdom. I thank God that He is in control and it is Him. And I put my trust in Him to help and to use the flesh and the blood. We don't put our trust in the flesh and blood. We put our trust in the God to use the flesh and the blood. There is a difference. Because the Lord uses the flesh and blood to accomplish His will. That's why the psalmist here highlights and he teaches in verse 3 not to simply trust in man. For in and of himself, man cannot help. Whatever the situation, it says there at the end of verse 3, in whom there is no help. Man in his fallen, in his finite state. In the eyes of God, we are all fallen, we're all finite. Genesis 3:19 says, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. trust in human wisdom and strength is to depend on something which cannot last. Each and every individual, regardless of how wise or how intellectual or how many letters are after the name, there will come a time every single individual will die. There is an end to us all. There is an end to our physical presence and being. Even in verse 4, the psalmist says, in that very day his thoughts even perish. So the psalmist, he goes on, he says, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. We are to trust in the Lord. He is the eternal one. He is the one that gives happiness, help, and hope, the verse 5. He is the one with whom there is no beginning and there is no end. He is the creator. He is the sustainer. He is the covenanter with his people. Yes, man may lie. Man may break his word, whether intentionally or unintentionally, but not God. Tells us there in the verse 6, he keepeth truth forever. Numbers 23, the verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie. Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth. There's no lies in God. God cannot lie. God will not lie. Every single thing that God says is truth. Thank God, therefore, I can trust him this evening. Every word that he said, I can hold on to that. I can trust his being. I can trust his character. I can trust his word. I can trust his witness. I can trust his throne. You think of the words in verse 10. It says, the Lord shall reign forever. My king's never going to be displaced. My king's never going to be overthrown. My king's never going to be cast off the throne. The one who sits upon it, I can trust in him because he's unmovable. Any wonder the psalmist in Psalm 118, verse 8, he says, it's better to trust in the Lord, put confidence in man. True meaning of life is trusting in the Lord. Leaning not in our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledging him. He'll direct our paths. Life means trusting the Lord. When you see thirdly and finally the final section, verses 7 to 10, life means loving the Lord. Life means loving the Lord. Verse 7, it says, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth the food to the hungry, the Lord looseth the prisoners. In those verses which follow, the psalmist here, he just highlights all of the reasons why he loves the Lord. And why the Lord ought to be loved. You see, the love that the psalmist here is highlighting, the love that and how he speaks of the Lord throughout these verses, it is a love which came from God. It is a love which is returning to God. In reality, what you have in these verses is the reasons, indeed, why each and every Christian loves the Lord. You have in these verses is the reasons why I love the Lord. And why we ought to love him continually. Indeed, when you look at all of the reasons which are given, we can put just the great arc of God's love over us. We can say with the Apostle John in 1 John 4:19, we love the Lord because he first loved us. When you look at those verses that are found there with the psalmist, he says, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord opened my eyes. I was blind, but now I see. Why? Because the Lord's amazing grace. The Lord raiseth up those that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. He's preserved the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless, the widow. The way of the wicked he turneth upside down. You know, I love the Lord this evening for his plan of redemption. I love him for his divine will. I love him for his mercy and his grace. I love him for his Son who endured the humiliation of the state of man. He was made under the law. Endured all of the miseries of this life and fulfilled the law for me. I love him for his sacrificial death, burial in the tomb. I love him in his state of exaltation that he's not forgotten or abandoned me. Even though he's entered into glory and presented his body and blood as that sacrifice for sin, yet he's now making intercession for me. He's not simply enduring the praise and the honor and glory in his own, but rather his mind and his thoughts are still towards me. I love him for justifying me by his blood. I love him for adopting me into his family. I, who was at once enmity with God, hated him, was against him. And yet the Lord saved me and brought me into his family and made me an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I love him for his work of sanctification. He's making me ready to be with him in glory. I love him for meeting my every need spiritually, temporally. I love him for leading, for guiding, for protecting. I love him for speaking to me. I love him for inviting me to speak for him. I love him for the family he's given to me. The wife, the children. I love him for the church family he's given to me. I love him for the fellowship and the Christian love we have one for the other. I love him for everything. For what he's done. For what he continues to do. You know, our hearts ought to be full of love towards God. Christ himself said in Mark 12 and verse 30, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." Life means loving God. Do we love him? Does the Lord have our hearts today? Has he had your heart this year? Oh yes, there is much to consider about life. There's many run around trying to give you the philosophy of life and what life's all about. Life is precious. Life is special. Life has a purpose. One scientist in the past, he said, "The man who regards his own life as meaningless is not merely unfortunate, but almost disqualified for life." And yet the psalmist here in this passage, he gave the clear instruction what life is. Life is to praise the Lord. Life is to trust the Lord. Life is to love the Lord. Do you love him? Do you trust him? Do you praise him? You know, when you consider the opening catechism, the shorter catechism, it's man's chief aim. Glorify God, to enjoy him forever. You know, the Westminster Divines, they were brilliant. Concise answers. Man's chief aim to glorify God, that's praising him. To enjoy him forever, that's trusting him, that's loving him. Your life is worth living when your life is given to the Lord. Life is true meaning. I wonder as we close tonight, as we say farewell to 2020. Wonder you leaving this year with the Lord in your heart. Are you finishing this year praising the Lord for everything He's done for you? Trusting Him for whatever 2021 brings. Hopefully it won't be any more lockdowns. Hopefully it won't be any more viruses. But the Lord only knows what's round the corner. But do you trust Him? Do you love Him? No, you think of that wonderful hymn, I know who holds the future, He'll guide me with His hand. God, things don't just happen, everything by Him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, its problems large and small, I trust the God of miracles. And I'll give to Him my all. That's all of the heart. That's all of the praise. That's all of the mind. That's the meaning of life. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for Thy hand and Thy help upon this church over this year. Thank Thee, O God, for what Thou dost mean to so many, even in this congregation. But Lord, we do pray that Thou wilt enable God us ever to keep our eyes fixed upon our Saviour. May we ever be praising, trusting and loving Him. Oh, Father, we pray for any that be in our gathering this evening that are out of Christ. Oh Lord, that Thou wilt open up their eyes and open up their hearts. And Lord, enable them to trust Thee. Enable them, O God, by Thy Spirit to turn from their sin and to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Write Thy word upon our hearts. Take us to our homes in safety. Watch over us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.